Previously on The Good Wife.
I guess you're putting in a lot of hours with Will.
You're right. I don't have a plan. Let's just drop this, okay?
You told me to drop it. Anything said in voicemail doesn't count.
Tonight, I would like to announce a new candidate for state's attorney, Wendy Scott Cobb.
Thank you so much. I don't want to take up a lot of your time. I could say that I was running because of some grand ideals, but it's about a fountain. I have two daughters, and there was this fountain near the courthouse that I used to love. So I took them to see it, and it wasn't running.
Who's Wendy Scott Carr?
So I went to...
No, I know that. What else?
But they said that the contractor had an exclusive deal with an alderman, and he told me that there were no more funds available.
We need to check on her endorsements.
The money had...
Who is she?
It's an election bureau, low level. Her granddad was at Selma.
Layers of corruption. How do we get the fountain working again? Thank you.
The judgment's over there. Come on, let's go drop by court.
And now, as dinner is served, Steppenwolf Theater will entertain us with scenes from their hit play, The Cow with No Country.
Good point.
Who? Derek Rose?
Bulls up by eight.
Moo cow, come back! You're the best moo cow in the whole world! And I love you! You're not just a cow. You're my best friend, moo cow.
Stuff.
So how do you know Will?
My sister, she used to date him.
Really?
Okay.
He broke her heart. It was devastating.
We don't really need to go there.
Now we have to go there.
She took 20 aspirin. We had to get her stomach pumped.
She's making this up.
Will came home from college and told her it was over. He'd fallen in love with somebody else.
So you're here for revenge?
Yep, my sister's avenging angel.
Going to date him and break his heart.
I'll toy with him first. Make him think his jokes are funny.
My jokes aren't funny.
Please don't take Mook out to the front lines. Please! I'll find you, Mook. I'll enlist and I'll find you.
Sorry to interrupt. What is it? There's someone at the office who needs to speak to you. Your phone was off.
Who, a client?
No, she says she was sexually assaulted.
Did she go to the police?
Yes, they refused to prosecute.
But did she have a rape kit administered?
No, it's not. It's inappropriate contact.
Okay, so take her name and number and I'll phone her tomorrow.
Actually, I really think you want to come talk to her now.
Why?
Because of the person she said did it.
And you believe her?
Enough.
His leg is broken. We'll have to put him out of his misery.
Excuse me, I'm gonna run across the street for a minute.
Is everything all right?
Oh, yes. Can you just let Peter know? I'll be right back.
I've been wondering for weeks. My ears. I can't hear. Where are you, Mukel? Are you there? Are you there?
Hello, Miss White, is it?
Yes. Hi. Wow, it is you, isn't it? They said that you worked here.
Yes. So I've been filled in on your issue. And I just want to make sure... Actually, could you tell me where this assault took place?
In his hotel room.
Oh, you were visiting him?
Yes. No. The hotel sent me. I'm a LMT. A licensed massage therapist. I was giving him a massage. Okay, I know that this sounds nuts. I like him. I do. I mean, what he does in Africa on account of women. And then he does this.
And you want to bring charges?
Yeah. I went to the police, and they, I guess I sounded nuts, so I came here. Because of you.
What hotel was this at?
The Foreland.
And you happen to remember what room number?
906. Though I think he had two rooms.
Miss White, you do know that all we can do is bring suit. We're lawyers, we're not the police.
But at least I don't feel crazy here.
When did this assault take place?
I got to his room at 1. The session is an hour. I have the time on the bill, if that helps.
Can I see it?
Yes, of course.
And what happened over here?
He did that.
$650? That's how much a massage costs?
For a VIP, yes.
And is that a big tip?
Yeah, very big.
Will you excuse me for a moment?
He's not there. There's a Mr. Harbor in room 906.
Okay, thanks. I'm kind of relieved. That was going to be a long night.
Yeah. I can deal with her.
No, I got it. Okay, Miss White, thank you so much for coming in, but we don't handle cases like this.
I'm sorry, what happened?
No, nothing. It's just we have to be cautious about what kind of cases we take.
He got to you, didn't he?
No, but thank you for coming in.
He's not under his own name at the hotel. He's under an alias. Like a movie star?
What name?
Mr. Harbor.
Nobel Prize winning Joe Kent? Yes, he's under an assumed name at the Foreland.
I didn't even know he was in town.
He's speaking it now tomorrow.
And the state's attorney isn't prosecuting.
That's what she says. I'm still trying to find out why.
I don't believe it. He is being awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for his work with women. He's one of the most respected Americans in the world.
So what do we do?
Do you believe her?
She seems calmer than I would expect. But this tip she got, it's just...
Okay, why don't Derek and I go talk to her? Just a few quick questions. We'll be right back.
No, I'm fine. Lockhart Gardner, yes. I already said 11.
Do you have someplace to go?
No. I mean, yes, but later. Someone at the police station phoned these creeps. Carpton and Green, do you know them?
The law firm. Yes.
We take this and we're wrong, we lose half our client list.
We take this and we're right, and it's big. Financially big.
Is she all right?
Yes. Carpton and Green phoned her. They want her if we don't.
Tread lightly, gentlemen.
She's meeting them at 11.
11 tomorrow?
No, tonight.
I'll get Kalinda.
I'll get Blake.
Great. 4 hours to decide if we sue the most beloved Democrat in America.
To be honest, I don't think of myself as the African-American candidate or as the woman candidate.
The question is what the Democratic Committee will think of you.
My guess is they'll think of me as a loose cannon. I just stood up there and said they were part of the problem.
Hello, Your Honor.
Mr. Jordan.
Linda, this is Mr. Florek's campaign manager.
Yes, I know of Mr. Goals. We've never met.
Well, Peter would love to say hello.
I'd love that, too. After dessert?
Perfect. And Peter will see you for lunch tomorrow, Mr. Jordan.
Oh, is that this week?
Yes, it's this week. My office calls confirm.
I'll give him a call.
You got endorsement issues. Vernon Jordan might be in play.
This is the attorney-client retainer agreement. When you sign that, we're your lawyers. Everything we say is privileged and cannot be used in court. But up to that point, up to the point you sign this form, we can be subpoenaed. So, in order to protect you, we're not going to take any notes. Okay?
Okay.
Hey, where are you?
I'm there. You going to tell me what the big secret is now?
The masseuse. The one we're thinking of representing? She said she was assaulted by Joe Kent.
The Joe Kent?
Yes. So we're trying to make a quick deal on this. But as you can imagine, it's sensitive.
Yeah, accusing the Nobel Peace Prize winner of sexual assault. I'd say so.
We're questioning the masseuse now to see what you can find out on Kent, okay? Room 906.
You want anything?
Anything that'll expedite a settlement.
Got it. Operator, can I have housekeeping? Yeah, I'm in room 906. My trash can is pretty full. Could you send someone up, please?
Yeah, what do you need?
Nothing now. Kalinda's on it.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Blake?
Yes, ma'am.
I need you to look into someone for me, if you're free.
I am free.
Laura White.
What do you want to know?
If she's lying, if she's trying to make a quick buck, if she's trying to embarrass Mr. Kent, any ties to the Republican Party.
Okay.
It needs to happen fast. We have until 11. Here's my cell. Phone me and only me. Whatever you get. If you're okay with that.
I'm okay with that. And if you ever need anything like this in the future, Miss Lockhart, don't hesitate to call.
He asked me to pay special attention to his adductor.
And that's?
The inside thigh. Here.
And that is restricted?
Well, it usually means that a customer wants inappropriate contact.
Sexual contact.
Yes. And I was like, I don't do that, but I can massage the hamstring and the quadriceps. Well, that made him pretty vexed. So I was like, I can send up somebody else.
And then what happened?
Well, then I went into the bathroom to wash my hands, and that's when I saw him behind me.
In the bathroom?
Yes. And he was, you know, he had a robe, but his penis was exposed.
He was erect?
Yes. And he was like, I paid for more, and I went, no, sir, Mr. Kent, you paid for exactly that amount. So then he was like, could you help me with something in the bedroom? His hamstring.
And why didn't you leave then?
On account of, I only make money if the hotel wants me back, so I need to keep the VIP customers happy.
From what you're saying, it doesn't seem like there was any way to make Mr. Kent happy.
But my table was still in the bedroom, so I needed to get it. So he took me in there, and he was struggling with this remote control. He wanted to know how to work it. I guess you could play video games, and he wanted to know how to play hedgehog. And that's when he threw me on the bed. He was on top of me. He was grabbing me. He pinched my breasts, and he stuck his finger between my legs.
And you stopped him?
No. After about a minute, the phone rang, and he was, I guess it was his wife, because he just jumped. So he grabbed his towel, and he, you know.
I'm sorry. Did he do that on you or him?
Him. So anyway, I just grabbed my table, and I ran out of there.
Miss White, don't take this the wrong way, but given that this happened 5 hours ago, you seem remarkably calm.
I'm not sure how I'm supposed to take that the right way.
Take it as the first of a long line of hard questions.
Would it make a difference if I was crying?
You were sexually assaulted. Wouldn't that make sense?
When I was kicked out of college, I cried for an hour, then I stopped, and I never cried again. That's who I am. But if it helps, I wish this had happened to somebody who cried a lot.
Seriously, hedgehog? The winner of the Nobel Peace Prize wants to play hedgehog?
It's a hotel room. He's away from home. It's an oasis from life.
This is a man who spent 2 years in Butembo to see firsthand how women were treated.
He likes video games. Great men like video games.
You think she's lying?
I think there is a wealth of detail of her entering the room and the massage itself. But when she talks about the assault, it becomes variable. The massage table is by the door. Then it's in the bedroom. She follows him into the bedroom. It's about the hamstring. No, it's about the remote. I mean, if we take this case, she'll get better at it because we'll make her better at it. We'll point out her inconsistency so she'll make things more consistent. But what we're hearing right now is the unvarnished story. And I believe that was a massage, but I don't believe that was an assault.
And why would she do it? Money?
Yes, and dirty tricks. I think some people would like to see Joe Kent brought low.
Come on, Diane. Do you know how hypocritical this is? Last year, I didn't believe what's her name, the rape victim, for the same reason. She kept changing her story, and you said shock does that to a woman. So which is it?
That was Kalinda. She found lipstick on a champagne glass. You drank champagne.
When I was in the bedroom, he shoved it at me, and I thought if I just pretended to drink, he would be fine and let me go.
Was he holding you?
No, but he was in the doorway. You know, he was blocking it.
And you said your massage table was in the living room and the bedroom. Do you remember which it was, actually?
Well, at that point, it was probably in the bedroom. When I went to wash up, I took it with me.
So the bathroom was adjoining the bedroom?
Yes. Why?
Well, when you were discussing it before, it sounded like it was adjoining the living room.
Well, there were two bathrooms. It was a big suite, and when I went to wash up the first time...
Before the massage?
Right. I washed up in the living room bathroom, but then after the massage, I washed my hands in the bedroom bathroom.
Why?
Why did I use the other bathroom? I don't know. I did.
Good job. She was checking Joe Kent's website on the exact same day she accuses him. Okay. See what you can get at the hotel.
I found the phone in your purse.
Oh, good. I thought I lost it.
If you need it, I can run it over to you. No, don't worry. Eli and I are working the room. Okay. Well, good luck. Bye.
Can I have yours, too?
Sure. Good metabolism, huh?
No. 10-mile run every morning.
It's
some of the worst music I've ever heard.
So, you and Will, huh?
Yep, me and Will. I don't know, actually. He's got issues.
Yeah, everybody's got issues.
No, not him. That's what I always used to like about him. He was fun, a real man. Now he's gone all gushy.
Why?
He's in love.
With you?
Not me. You think people can change who they're in love with?
Sure. People fall out of love all the time. And then they fall in love with somebody else.
Like a change of address?
She was surfing his website. She was checking out Tent for America.
Yes, and she explained that. After the massage, she went home and checked it out. That makes sense.
I think we should cut her loose.
You don't believe her?
I worry about how much she needs to explain. At a certain point, credulity has been stretched too far.
Is this a mistake?
It's a process, Laura. We have to go through it.
Yeah. My friends will be like, what are you doing? He's helping women. Suck it up. I thought you were on our side. It would make a difference if I had evidence, wouldn't it?
Well, it's difficult without it.
I still have to decide whether I want to do this.
I know.
No, I mean, I'm going to show you something, but I still have to decide whether I want to pursue this. The towel that he used afterwards. That's the one.
This is unseemly.
Take weeks to get DNA testing.
Even if we got a match, it still doesn't necessarily support her story. That could have come from an uncontrolled emission from the massage.
We are the dregs of society.
Okay, we get it, Diane. You don't think you did it.
No, that's not getting it, Will. Believing in something bigger than yourself.
If she was molested by Joe Kent, then Joe Kent should pay for
it. That's not how it works. And you know it. He pays for it either way. He's innocent, he pays for it. She's lying, he pays for it. The 24-hour news cycle guarantees that.
I think it's time we approach Mr. Kent. His best case scenario, this goes away quietly. So, we try and settle now.
Shake him down?
No. Settle before trial. It's what we do every day. It's what you do every day. Look, I'll go. I know Mr. Kent's lawyer through a friend.
Anything?
She's behind on her cable, her phone bills, her credit cards. She needs the money.
Anything else?
Her roommate also works as a masseuse at the Foreland.
The hotel staff is suggesting that both of them do a bit more than just massage.
So I'm there now, and I'll find out how much more.
More as in sexual release?
That would be my guess.
But we don't want that.
Well, we want the truth, but that's not the preferable truth.
Right, and the preferable truth
is that nothing happened at all?
But you still want to hear whatever I find out?
Yes. It's appealing. Running together, Peter. I respected you from afar.
Well, you know that the state's attorney sets the goals for the department, but that it's the deputy that runs it, so that would be quite a step up from being a lawyer.
I'm only a staff lawyer. I'm sorry, that's what I am. Like I tell my daughters, I'm too big for my britches. And there's all that patronage Mr. Gould offered. I think I don't have that many friends in Illinois.
Well, in my experience, friendship follows patronage.
The thing is, Peter, I can't.
My whole reason for running is to stop this legacy control of the state's attorney's office. And that's no reflection on you, Peter. I just want to be able to look my daughters in the face.
Because it's all about the phone, right?
It was so nice meeting you.
And it'll be fun doing battle.
Can't wait.
You know the one thing I hate more than a backroom deal, Eli? Is a failed backroom deal.
Of course, we'd love for this to go away. The last thing we want to do is accuse your client on the eve of his Nobel Prize speech. We haven't tested the towel yet for pre-seminal fluid, so this is a very good moment to settle this.
Settle what?
Our suit. So what do you think?
What do I think? I think we can settle this right now. Just pull down your pants and touch your toes.
Don't make us take this public.
Why not? Hey, let's take it public together. Right now, the Tribune's around the corner.
Here's my card. Phone us by 11.
What you have, Mr. Gardner, is a little bitch. A little cheerleading bitch who's tired of turning tricks under the bleachers and wants to accuse Joe Kent. Joe Kent. Say the words to yourself. Who comes out of that fight?
This is legal malpractice, buddy.
Go to hell, you stupid son of a bitch. You two-bit shakedown leg breaker. You come to me with this scam, this two encyclopedias for one scam, and you expect me to, what, roll over? This isn't BP. Joe Kent is a great man. I'm a bastard. That's why he hired me. You don't deal with him. You deal with me. You come to the back door, you stupid number-running... You can take that as a no.
Really? Want me to never get you angry?
So we get Laura to sign the retainer and we go to the press.
You think he was bluffing?
I don't think it matters. We have to move forward.
Why? His methods aside, he's not wrong. We go to the press, we're suddenly the ambulance chasers of the loop.
You're thinking about backing up?
Thinking something doesn't feel right here. He's not showing fear.
It's a tactic.
Or it's real. We jump and we're wrong. We make ourselves a story. How's that for a pretty picture? Diane and I are finally on the same side of something.
Alicia, have Kalinda check into other hotels where Kent stayed. If he did it once, he did it other times.
Okay. I'll say black so you can say white, okay?
I want to know the truth.
Good. Good. We have 2 more hours. Let's use them.
He wants to endorse Peter?
Yes, I know Mr. Kent hasn't endorsed anyone in years, but he likes Peter's personal story. He wants to endorse him.
When can we announce?
Well, he has to travel to Stockholm later this week, but maybe next week.
Great. Peter will be... He loves Mr. Kent.
So there is one more thing. Mr. Kent has a thorn in his side.
Okay.
I know your law firm is Lockhart, Gardner & Bond, and Mr. Florek's wife's the key player there.
She's a second-year associate.
Yeah, but the word is Lockhart Gardner's Peter's firm. We need them to back off a case.
Is this too hard?
No. No, it's fine. Last time I was here, I had, Laura.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You know her?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I took her a bit extra last time for... a bit extra. Something wrong?
The VIP treatment, sir. The hotel frowns upon
something extra.
And Laura?
Well, Laura goes her own way. I mean, she shouldn't do it, but I could give her your number. Sometimes Laura does whole body massages outside of work.
She's jealous. That's why she said it.
But she's your roommate.
Yes, but she's at LMT too. And there's only so many of these VIP jobs. They pay a lot. And everybody's fighting for whatever they can get Sabrina to.
But she was saying it to a customer who wanted a sexual massage.
Yeah?
So it seems she was saying something good about you, something the customer wanted to hear.
No, you don't get it. LMTs call them one-handed masseuses. It hurts their reputations in the big hotels, and that's where the money is. If I'm known for sexual massages, I won't get the big jobs.
Hey, I just wanted to say, look, you're right. I don't have a plan.
Okay, this is strange. I don't even know where this came from, but you ready? Joe Kent wants to endorse you.
Joe Kent?
Yeah.
The Joe Kent?
Yes. His lawyer just came up to me.
What's the catch?
The catch? There is no catch. The catch is you say thank you.
Eli.
Look, nothing that will sell you. They just want me to talk to my law firm about them dropping a suit. I'm working on it. Don't worry.
What's the suit?
It's just a nuisance suit against Kent, a sexual harassment suit. Don't worry.
Okay, let's talk to him.
Who, Kent?
No, his lawyer. This time I want to be sure about the backroom deal.
They're investigating me, aren't they?
Yes, I think so.
So this is the way it'll be. If I go through with this, reporters will be looking at me, not him?
Yes, probably.
Why?
Because they think they know him and they don't know you.
Yeah. That's what he said at the state's attorney office.
Who?
The guy who sent me to you? Carrie.
Carrie Agos?
Yeah. He was the one who questioned me and gave me your card. He said he'd be sympathetic.
Peter.
Hello, Mr. Florek. Wilk Hobson. I'm glad you're open to this. I'm sure I don't need to tell you. An endorsement from Mr. Kent, especially on the heels of his trip to Stockholm, would be massive.
So all I have to do is get my wife to drop her case?
Yeah, that's the deal. The sexual assault is bogus. You'd be doing everybody a favor.
And when the plaintiff goes to another firm...
She has an 11 p.m. meeting with Carpton and Green. It's a firm in the family. I have an agreement with them to bury it.
You know what? It's nice talking to you.
What can I tell Mr. Kent?
You can tell him that I hope my wife rips him apart, and I think she will because she's a good lawyer. Either way, I know she'll do the right thing. But it was very nice meeting you.
Let's discuss this.
Now, I know he's got another bail hearing in an hour. So I asked for a review of the plea, okay? Hang on, this is going to be great. Well, hello?
Carrie? You sent us a client, didn't you?
I did. Derek Bond. Oh, that's right. You guys have been going through some mergers over there.
Carrie Agos.
I seem to have just missed your time with us.
So what's up with Laura White?
What's up? She said she was assaulted.
And yet the state's attorney booted the case and you sent her right to us.
Right. I suggested she pursue a civil path.
Why?
Because I think Laura was assaulted by Joe Kent. I think Mr. Childs made a mistake booting the case, and I think I wanted justice done.
And you're just gonna help us out?
Yeah. Why wouldn't I?
What makes you think Mr. Kent did it?
History. Get Glenda on it.
She is.
Good. Get her to look up previous assaults.
And what might she find?
Meredith Bordenay,
Take the case. It's a good one.
What do you think?
I think he still wants to hurt us.
I'll catch you.
I'll stay with you as long as it's fun. As soon as you fall in love with me, it's over, okay?
Okay.
You can do that again.
Kent,
he must have overruled his lawyer or something, but he endorsed you.
You know what a Kent endorsement means? It means women. It means African-American women, Caucasian women. In one fell swoop, it takes care of the Amber Madison problem.
Oh,
what?
He's tying himself to us. Kent, he's tying our fates together. Right now, I'm being endorsed by a secular saint. But if the suit goes through, I'm being endorsed by a sexual deviant.
Right. He's forcing you to call Alicia off.
Kent was speaking at UC Santa Cruz. He stayed at the Scotts Valley Lodge. He requested a VIP massage and apparently asked the masseuse, Meredith Bourdonnais, for some sexual contact.
And you trust this information?
I spoke to the masseuse herself. She had complained to management, but when they didn't do anything about it, she dropped it. Statute of limitations have since passed, so can't bring suit.
Will she testify?
She's fragile, but I'm working on it.
What's going on?
There's another masseuse. The same thing.
Homer.
I'll go talk to Laura.
Nope.
I will.
Ms. Lockhart, there's a call for you. Ask if I can call back.
No, it's Ms. Kent, Joe Kent's wife.
Hello, Mrs. Kent?
Yes, is this Diane?
It is. Is everything all right?
I don't know. I wanted to talk to you about this suit you're thinking of bringing.
Okay.
I want to ask you to not.
Mrs. Kent, I'm sorry, but this is a bit unorthodox.
I just wanted to mention Joe's work in the Congo, how important it is. Do you know about it, Diane?
I do.
I hope you do, Diane. Good work requires money. And this isn't just good work. This is essential work. Women are dying there. Thousands of women. This is not just a wife pleading for her husband's eye and Joe can survive the embarrassment. This suit will destroy our efforts in Africa.
Mrs. Kent, I'm sorry. I respect you mightily. I respect your husband, but I can't let this sway me.
Why not? This woman... What is she? Who is she?
Did your husband do it, ma'am? Mrs. Kent?
My husband moves people. My husband has made his life this cause. Does it matter? Does it matter if he did it?
Doesn't it matter to you?
No. I can say that with a clear conscience. The world needs my husband. It doesn't matter to me.
Thank you, Mrs. Kent.
Diane, don't do this. Please. It's wrong.
Goodbye.
I'll be right back.
Act good, huh?
The goal is not to have heroes.
Really? I thought the goal was to die with the most money.
It's almost 11. Where are we?
Diane doesn't have heroes anymore. And the firm is going to be trounced tomorrow for dragging a saint into the gutter.
You can tell Laura we're taking her case.
Good. Thanks. So, Carpton and Green?
No. Heading home.
We tried to do too much in one night, Laura. Get some sleep. You give me a call in the morning.
No. I'm done.
We found another masseuse he molested.
She didn't bring charges?
No. Same thing happened to her. She was giving him a massage and he attacked her.
Why didn't she bring charges?
She was afraid. And 4 years later, this happens to you? We've only been looking into this a few hours, so there could be more women.
And they need to do this because I can't.
Laura, please just call me tomorrow.
Everything you went through, all the press, all the people talking about you. Was it hard?
Yes.
And it goes on?
Yes.
They'll look into me. The reporters and everyone, and they'll find stuff. Because there is stuff. My parents, my sister. People really don't want to believe this about him. I don't want to believe this about him. So I just won't. Thanks.